countrywide on RTE Radio 1. Sponsored by Caller Gas, celebrating 80 years, bringing energy to Ireland's homes and businesses.
Right, Jim Power there. Now, I have a lovely book in front of me. It's called Wild Woods, The Magic of Ireland's Native Woodlands. It's written by Richard Nairn, who himself bought 20 acres near Ashford in County Wicklow a few years ago. He's planted thousands of trees on his land. And Ella McSweeney went down to meet him on a windy, fresh morning during the week.
I've lived in this area for over 40 years. I suppose I'm still regarded as a blow-in. I've been walking the area for years, of course, and I knew the valley and a lot of the fields. And then the land, this particular small holding, came up for sale 4 years ago, and we bought it. We fell in love with it, and our first priority was to plant some trees and create shelter and create a habitat for biodiversity.
Well, we're heading just down the hill to our old woodland site, and because within this property there are 3 acres of old native woodland.
And how old?
Well, we reckon from the old maps it's at least 200 years, and some of the trees are certainly big enough to be that.
And we just come in.
Yeah, we're walking along a muddy path now.
Yeah, lovely and squelchy.
It's a good place actually to see tracks. I often pick up the tracks of deer, badgers and even pine martens along here.
And presumably otters, given you've got a river.
Yes. I've photographed otters on this river. So I've taken you in this way because we're going into a clearing, which we've made in the wood. And one of the problems with old woodlands in Ireland is that they're underused, neglected, and there's not enough light. So if you look in that area, it's full of dense holly. The tree canopy is very closed. And during the summer, this is quite a dark area. And we found that we had about 10 mature sycamore trees, which are non-native. We employed a tree surgeon who took those out very carefully. And into the clearings then, we planted hazel.
And what happens in what is quite a dense wood like this when you take trees out?
It allows the sunlight to come in. And as we look up here, we can see a big opening in the canopy, which is a beautiful sunny patch during the day. In the light you get a huge growth of wildflowers in the spring, butterflies in the summer, and a myriad of insects.
I think during the lockdown earlier this year you quickly heard of, you know, people's desires to get into nature, but particularly woods and woodlands. You know, this notion of being around trees as being something that is soothing and healing and helpful to our mental health. Did you find that?
Yes, I think I immediately recognised that when I came to the wood. It's an experience a bit like going into a church, because in a cathedral you look up and you see the beams in the church holding the roof. And a woodland is a bit like that. We have huge trunks here holding up a canopy over our heads. And I think the experience you get is could be similar to a religious experience, a kind of feeling of stability, long-term security, and a sense of peace and quiet. This muddy path we have to be careful on, because after rain it becomes quite slippy. And I'm continually trimming the brambles here because they will arch over the path and make it impassable in a couple of weeks.
Well, they just engulf you, don't they? Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're walking alongside a stream. There's ferns everywhere, holly, and then a big pile of wood. Fantastic.
Yeah, this is seasoned holly and some alder in here.
This is for burning, I presume.
Yeah, this is for domestic firewood, for our own heating at home. It can be very slippy, especially after a night of rain like we've just had. So I've had to put down these bridges across the streams. The river changes its course from time to time. After a few days of rain, it breaks its banks and all these little channels become flowing streams.
So there's planks of wood for bridges and you can just walk across them easily.
Some days I come down and half the planks have been washed away. But I usually fetch them from further down the stream and put them back again.
Are you down here a lot on your own, Richard?
Yes, I am. And I've got so used to it, I could... I know each tree almost intimately along the path.
Do you have a favourite tree?
I think the alder has to be my favourite. It's associated with the river. There's all along here, there's some lovely alders just on the edge of the stream. It's actually quite a useful tree as well. It has a beautiful red colour to the timber when it's cut or when it breaks. They put their roots into the water and they have this ability of stabilising the river banks. So in an area where there's bankside erosion, alders planted along a woodland stream are really helpful to stop the erosion.
And suddenly, as we came around the corner there, the stream sort of has picked up into what you would consider a small river here. And having that sound in a woods is exceptionally lucky, isn't it?
It's a very relaxing sound. And I often sit here for a while and just listen and look at the water moving past. I've had trout here. You can see how clear and clean the water is.
Beautiful.
Thankfully, it's that way most of the time.
And when did the idea of writing a book come to you? I mean, you've written so many books in your career. I suppose, you know, it starts to become very obvious when you spend time down here that there is something to say.
Since I've known this woodland, I've kept a daily journal, writing down my observations. If I find a woodpecker nest, I'll make a note of that. If I find droppings of a pine marten, I'll note that down as well. But also any of the management we've done, like the coppicing. After a few years, that builds up into quite an interesting picture, and I thought I'd share that with other people. I realised then that the woodland provided a kind of sanctuary of peace and quiet, away from the madness of virus across the globe.
And what do you think you have learned from this wood?
I've fallen in love with the place, but I've also learned a huge amount in a short number of years. And the principal lesson is that natural habitats need managing. The present fashion of rewilding is fine for huge areas like Yellowstone National Park in the United States. But for the small landscape that we have in Ireland, with multiple ownership and tiny patches of remaining habitat, and they need managing and they need a helping hand, and that's the way I put it. We're not taking over in a commercial sense, but we're managing this to assist it to move in the right direction, to increase biodiversity and make an even richer place for nature.
And that's Richard Nairn there, whose new book, Wild Woods, The Magic of Ireland's Native Woodlands, is published by Gill Books and is now on sale. And he was chatting there during the week to Ella McSweeney.